This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
صلى مبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد, we continue inshallah with reciting a hadith from Kitab al-Shama'il, and I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to continue to do this until we cover like one hadith from all of the chapters of this book until the end of it. There's not much left of it, so we'll do that for the next couple of weeks inshallah ta'ala. I think there's barakah in doing this, and I hope inshallah you're finding it beneficial. Tonight I'll recite from the chapter Bab Ma Ja'a fi Sifati Sharab Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the chapter of regarding what he drank. And then we're going to recite a hadith, Bab ma ja'a fi shurbi Rasulullah alayhi sallam, how he drank alayhi sallam. So there's two chapters, one what and one how. So the first one, قال حدثنا أحمد بن منيع قال حدثنا إسماعيل بن إبراهيم قال حدثنا علي بن زيد عن عمر وابن أبي حرملة عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال دخلت مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أنا وخالد بن الوليد على ميمونة رضي الله عنها. So Ibn Abbas says that he entered the house of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, the house of Umm al-Mu'mineen Maymuna في الحارث رضي الله عنها, and it was him and it was Khalid ibn al-Walid رضي الله عنه who entered the house of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. For some reason they entered together, it doesn't say why. فجاءتنا بإناء من لبن, she brought a pitcher of لبن. لبن is not yogurt, it's milk. Yani the Egyptian brothers and sisters know that well. We don't. The people from Syria and other parts of we call yogurt leban. We don't call it. Anyways, for leban, whenever you find it in the books of hadith, is always going to be milk. فشرب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. So the Prophet, it was granted to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. So he drank. وأنا على يمينه وخالد رضي الله عنه على شماله. And he said, Ibn Abbas said, I was sitting right on his right, alayhi salatu wasalam, and Khalid was sitting right to his left. فقال لي, الشربة لك, the right of drinking is for you. Ibn Abbas is saying, the Prophet alayhi salam told me that the right, الشربة, meaning the right to drink right now is for you. Because the way it goes is when you drink or you take something, you always start from your yameen. When you're giving salams or giving food or giving drink or whatever you're going to do, you start with your yameen. قال الشربة لك, فإن شئت أثرت بها خالدا. If you like, maybe you offer your turn for Khalid because he's older than you, and out of respect. Yeah, that's what the Prophet ﷺ was hinting to Ibn Abbas. Maybe offer your turn to Khalid since you're sitting on the right and he on the left. It's your right, but maybe you offer it to Khalid. فقلت ما كنت لأؤثر على سؤلك أحدا يا رسول الله. He said, I would never ever give my turn up to drink behind you, where your mouth touched, for me to be the first person to drink from the spot that you drink, where my lips touched the place that your lips touched. I would never allow anyone take that away from me, Ya Rasulullah. So not Khalid, not anyone else. Yani, but, if I am lucky right now, if I am fortunate at this moment to be the person who can take the cup and drink from the spot that you drank, Ya Rasulullah, where there's nothing, there's no one between us, then I would not offer that role or that turn to anyone. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajma'in. This is from a 10-year-old boy. I understand the love that Abu Bakr had for him. I do. I totally understand that. You can fall in love, you can love your friend to the point that Abu Bakr did. I understand the love of Umar and Uthman and Ali. Ali grew up, he married his daughter. I understand Zubayr. I understand the people who grew up with him, alayhi salatu wasalam, and went from childhood to manhood. I understand the people who were mature enough to understand the sacrifices he was offering, alayhi salatu wasalam. But I don't understand a 10-year-old boy. I find that a little bit challenging. Why does a child love him that way, alayhi salatu wasalam? That level. I can understand a child being in appreciation of him, or in awe, or being impressed. But for a child of that age to love him, alayhi salatu wasalam, to say these words, to say that I would never, I get to drink right after you, I get to take the pitcher or the cup and drink from the place that your lips touched, Ya Rasulullah, I would never offer that to anyone else. That is something that, for him, alayhi salatu wasalam, what I'm impressed is not that Ibn Abbas said that, radiallahu anhu, he's a great scholar. I'm impressed of the person who generated that degree of love in the heart of a 10-year-old, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajma'in. That is what's impressive to me. That he was able to generate that amount of love in someone that young. For him to want to, for him to feel that, and then to articulate that, radiallahu anhu. ثُمَّ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He gave it to him and he said, مَنْ أَطْعَمَهُ اللَّهُ طَعَامًا, whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants food or something to eat or drink, فَلْيَقُلْ اللهم بارك لنا فيه وأطعمنا خيرا منه. If you're given food, he offered, obviously, Ibn Abbas to drink. And he said, anyone who is given food, may they say, oh Allah, grant us barakah in what you gave us, and then feed us something that's better than that, whether it's in dunya or it's yawm al-qiyamah, in jannat al-na'im. وَمَنْ سَقَاهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لَبَنًا فَلْيَقُلْ اللَّهُمَّ بَارِكْ لَنَا فِيهِ وَزِدْنَا مِنْهُ. And if anyone is drinking milk, may they say, oh Allah, grant barakah in it and increase us in it. He didn't say give us better, because he, ثُمَّ قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَجْمَعِينَ. He said it in that way, he commented, فَقَالَ لَيْسَ شَيْءٌ يُجْزِئُ مَكَانَ الطَّعَامِ وَالشَّرَابِ غَيْرَ اللَّبَنِ. And there's nothing that is considered a full meal that makes up for food and drink aside from milk. That's why in his dua, when it came to milk, he said, don't say better than it, because you're not going to find anything that's better for your nutrition than that. And subhanAllah, hadith is in Abu Dawood and with Imam Tirmidhi's narration. That's an authentic chain of narration. And we know that today, that when it comes to foods, or that nothing makes up, you can survive on milk alone. I guess now, obviously, it's not the healthiest thing if you do that forever, but you can survive on it. You can't really survive on anything else if you're taking only one supplement aside from that, which is why he pointed that out, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajma'in. The second hadith is very short. في صفة الشرب قال حدثنا أحمد بن نصر النيسابوري قال حدثنا إسحاق بن محمد الفروي قال حدثنا عبيدة بنت نائل عن عائشة بنت سعد ابن أبي وقاص عن أبيها سعد ابن أبي وقاص رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم كان يشرب قائما وقاعدا. The hadith is in a collection of others, tuhfa as well. And where Sa'd tells us the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام would drink, sometimes he would drink sitting down, and sometimes he would drink standing up. The majority of a hadith that we have is where the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام would drink sitting down. But he was seen multiple times عليه الصلاة والسلام drinking standing up. And he would often, when he drank, he would take more than one breath. Meaning he would drink, and then take a breath, and then drink, and take a breath. And it was counted most either to be twice, or يَتَنَفَّسُ فِي الْإِنَاءِ مَرَّتَيْنِ, or three breaths عليه الصلاة والسلام. He never drank it all at once, whatever it is he was going to drink, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would do it most of the time sitting down, but he would often do it standing up as well, عليه الصلاة والسلام. And he would drink all that was given to him, whether it was water or milk or anything else that was offered to him, alayhi salatu wasalam, and he would never really turn back anything that was offered to drink in his life, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajma'in. I'll end with that, inshallah ta'ala. I hope that was a benefit to you. Subhanallah, bihamdika, la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Jazakumullah.